The Power Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Available now in the podcast section of the iHeartRadio app and on KFAN.com.
Oh.
Hi-yo.
Hi, everybody. It is the Power Trip Morning Show's After Party, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer.
Thanks, Bud Light Seltzer.
It is the 11th day of September, 9/11/2020. It is 9:07 a.m., and here we are. There you go, Saucy. You've got a Bud Light Seltzer in your hand right there, don't you?
Thanks, babe. Yeah.
It smells like baby wipes in here.
Why you put it in front of Corey's face on the camera?
Oh, sorry.
See, that's AJ back there. Where am I at? How, that's AJ, right?
That would be down.
A hard time.
Oh, yeah.
You're pointing up.
Yeah, that's you right there.
You're
dude.
Pointed to your boobies.
What? Right, so right wait, we have right Brianne here,
how
and she's not on camera.
Are you?
It makes no sense.
You're right behind me.
Look. Oh, but I'm on. I'm sorry. I'm also below you.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey,
hey, Brianne. What? Get on camera, man. They want to see you.
Yeah, they want to see Brianne.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do. Ha. There she was. Now we all saw it right up your nostrils.
Yep.
Good.
Normally that's $5 on Cam Soda.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I'm going to ask this like I don't know the answer, but I don't. Cam Soda for both genders, or is this just a dude thing?
Is that like OnlyFans? What is that?
It's
about
the Aaron Carter thing from earlier this week.
It's for both genders.
It is both.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was moving it so I could actually see you, but
you're
like
good.
That camera's seeing you.
Yeah.
Lisa Ann.
So what's the difference between Cam Soda and OnlyFans?
I'm pretty sure it's dicks.
Yeah, I think.
But aren't those on OnlyFans
right?
too?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Not on my OnlyFans.
Where's Zach when you need him?
No, we miss him.
Oh, Zach. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. Shame Beaver.
Yeah.
All right, I got some leftover stuff, man.
Go for it.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bomp, bomp.
Genius.
One university in central China is being criticized over its implementation of a restrictive rule rationing water. Now, check this out. Sauce?
Listening.
Thank you.
He was checking his stocks.
I feel like a teacher. I'm like, Mr. Lambert,
he was
could
checking
you put
his
down
stocks.
Your phone?
What's the market of it doing right now?
Alone?
Market up
sub
or down?
100 points.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, but still.
How are better. Your stocks? Who cares what the market's doing?
Are
How
good,
are your
man.
Stocks doing?
Mine are good. I bought a couple of things the other day. Doing well.
Look at you, an apartment and some stocks.
Ain't yeah. you some shit.
Ain't you
Thanks.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
The Xingzhou School has announced that only 720 shower opportunities will be provided each day for everybody. 720. There's 13,000 students, meaning a student there will only be able to shower every 18 days.
Every 18 days?
Yeah.
But can you do group showers?
I guess you can.
Wow.
University officials say the regulation is due to a hot water shortage from the recently constructed water supply system. Following public backlash, the university has apologized and said they're working to fix the problem of the supply.
So some of these girls haven't showered in 17 days?
Yeah.
OBJ just booked a one-way
yeah, sure
flight
did.
To China.
Yeah. Yep. He sure did.
Make sure you take a dump before I get there.
Or, let me watch.
Yeah, make sure you film it, though. That is so weird, man. Again, I don't mean to kink shame, but...
Hey, you know, Brianne
I'm sorry,
just laughed.
Brianne, what did you say? Even though we can't see you, you're the...
Yeah,
the...
say something, Brianne.
Do you think that's real, that story?
About him liking to be pooped
yeah.
upon?
Do you
oh,
believe
yeah.
those girls? Believe
of course.
All women?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I want to say this.
Nope, too late, say it.
But I think it's back to what you, Corey, when you guys had Rashad McCants on, it's back to that. Like... She's not
the
on
skank
the,
ladder.
She's not on the top.
Right.
And she's probably not.
Just a refresher just, course for
right.
The NBA skank ladder that Rashad McCants talked about 15 years ago on the Sludge and Lake show. He basically said that if you have a bunch of side chicks in pro sports, he was specifically talking about the NBA. And this is when he was a rookie, by the way. That the further down on the ladder you are, the more you have to do to stay on the ladder. That the gals at the top get the money, get the cars, get the houses. They get treated like a lady. The bottom of the ladder, you got to do whatever they ask or they move on to somebody else because they can find somebody that is willing to do whatever you ask. So these gals, even though they seem to be professional side chicks, right? That's kind of their gig.
I think that's their thing.
Their
yeah.
gig is professional
that's their,
groupies.
That's basically their podcast.
Right. So it sounds like this gal's like, well, I'm at the bottom of OBJ's ladder, so he wants a dump video, he's getting a dump video.
But I'm going to make it as sexy as possible.
What?
Brody. Brody.
Back to Brianne for a second. I got a question about Brianne.
Yeah, please.
I'm yours.
She was on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Oh.
I listened to about 3 minutes of it and got super bored.
Slide over so we can see on the camera, please.
But they said, Bets and Quotes said that she now has the second best laugh on the show behind John Bonus,
yeah.
Is that even debatable? I'm trying to think who else would even be in the mix. I mean, it's.
Let me have that, Corey.
No, I'm saying I think you are probably top two. Bonus is number one.
Absolutely.
You're probably number two, but I was trying to think who else would even be in that conversation. Maybe Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, maybe.
You know, it depends if you're talking the one-off, because that little Ben Lieber giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't even sound like Ben Lieber. Is up there.
Carly's got a great laugh, but she hates our jokes, so she rarely laughs.
Yeah.
The hell's wrong with me then? God.
I don't know.
We like your laugh.
It's all right.
It's nectar of the soul.
I learned a little bit about Brianne though.
You did?
I did. I actually listened to a lot of it.
Thanks.
Tell me.
They were so nice. Like I couldn't when they messaged me to ask me to be on there. I was like, "What the hell do you want to talk to me about?" Like literally.
What did you tell them?
Just stuff about you guys.
You know what's the truth is, and this is the beauty of podcasts. When they would ask you about what's it like working with Barrero on Sundays, I would go. Forward 30. Like, when it was non-Power Trip related, I kind of skipped ahead. But I learned that her favorite band is 1975.
That's true. That is true.
I like some of their
good
stuff,
year.
Yeah.
I learned she had very supportive parents that basically said, just, you'll figure it out, basically, and that lack of prayer. Right, kind of?
There's a little bit of, kind of verbal, maybe not always like the kindest things, but I mean, whatever. It's made me who I am today.
Told it
it's
to
fine.
You straight.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. Yes. So
you said nice things about Brian Oak and Carrie Noble.
Absolutely. First OGs, man. That's who I used to work with. So yeah.
I was a little surprised. You said that you love Paul Allen.
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Yeah.
We had a moment
sure
yesterday,
about that.
Like in a very appropriate way.
Oh, appropriate way.
Yeah. Paul's great to me. I don't know about. I know he. You know. Doesn't really respect the rest of you guys' space, but he does mine, so.
Yeah, we had a moment yesterday, too.
He birthed the house toddler bit of, come on, that's one of my first things. You guys don't even know or care, so yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You're the house toddler?
Yeah. We care.
Because Brienne of Tarth.
Thank you, right, from Game of Thrones. It's just a play, with how his brain works.
Yeah, no, I don't know how his brain works.
I don't think anyone.
I've been trying to figure that out. That would make life a lot better for me on Sundays.
If you're going to listen to any part of it, my favorite part was when she talked about meeting Meat Sauce for the first time. You know this story?
No.
When Brianne used to get you guys coffee every day, Brianne told the story about when Sauce first realized that Brianne would always stop at Starbucks on the way in. And her doing a Meat Sauce impression on the podcast was like, "Hey, since you always go to Starbucks, could we pay you to bring it in?" And she was like, "Yeah, that's great. Okay, cool." And that was the first time I met Meat Sauce. Yep. That was the story.
It was just history.
Meat Sauce impression was pretty good.
I'd love to hear that right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it. Reenact the moment where he asked you to get coffee every day and be compensated
right
for it.
It's 2016.
By the way, hockey paid for it.
Yeah, you always did. And you got in trouble for that too, right?
Yeah,
yep. Sorry.
What, Kim hated the Starbucks bill or
she
what?
She hates everything.
She told him, stop buying coffee.
Yeah.
And what did he do?
Bought more.
I bought a Starbucks.
It was $15 every day.
It was
day.
A lot.
Dear
it was
God.
A lot. Yeah. I was just throwing money around.
All right. So you run into him in the elevator. He wants daily coffee. He's willing to compensate you. What is that moment like?
Hey, do you go to Starbucks every day?
Who's better on the podcast?
I know. I'm sorry because the pressure's on. Hey, do you... Okay. Hey, I see you go to Starbucks every day. Do you think you could get that for us, too, if we paid you?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's more troll-like than Sauce's actual voice.
Hey, that's a riddle for you.
Exactly. So, it's an origin story,
Yeah,
they couldn't have been nicer guys, and I just, your fan base... They love you guys.
They're good guys,
so much.
Man. We're really lucky.
Yeah,
what
good
a cool
dudes.
Club to belong to,
man.
I feel
it's like yesterday we did a bet yesterday, and literally he...
Seconds after.
Yeah,
it's
Chuck,
like he knew
it takes
we were going to do
about
it before
a half
we
a
did
second,
it. It's
right.
Craziest ever, man.
And
yeah, it's the best.
He keeps track of this bit that P.A., Nordo, and Gleeman do, where it's like all these different points for this the NBA bubble and percentages and stuff. He keeps track of all of it for them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, so Brianne, though, had an hour-long-plus podcast dedicated to just her. on Bets and Quotes.
See?
Big break for Brianna.
You're coming around, Chubsy.
Well, I wasn't going to brag about it.
Yeah, well, yeah. You should. Cool. You should brag. You should. Yep.
But yeah, everyone was really nice.
Well, you were the reason we were on the air for quite a few days.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but you were. You know, I was happy to help, so.
And of course, because I'm an asshole, I was listening specifically. I'm like, I got to find one moment where she rips one of us hard. I'm going to play it over and over and over and over again. And then she was super nice the whole time. And I'm like, well, this was a gigantic waste of my time.
Damn.
Can I tell you about those tiets, though, that we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. But you got to scoot in so we can actually see them.
Why not?
People are, like, yelling.
I'll put my phone down. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Here, come over here.
She's got the story.
I can back out of this conversation, and you can have your own.
Oh, you're okay with that.
Your own microphone, yeah.
Hey, I'll lower it a little bit.
Okay, before, if we're going to talk about boobs for a second, I'm so confused by Instagram.
What do you want to know?
So, again, I just joined a couple weeks ago for the initials account.
Yeah.
The search function. Are you on Instagram at all, Hawk, or not?
Barely.
Yeah, I'm not.
Have you ever tried to search anything on Instagram?
Huh.
So Instagram's search feed has a whole bunch of pictures and videos just waiting for you before you even search. Just like, hey, here's a bunch of things you can scroll through just if you don't know what you're looking for. What I don't understand about the algorithm, because it hasn't changed in 2 weeks, is I don't click on any pictures, right? So it's not like Instagram can keep track of what I've already clicked on.
Right.
My entire search feed, right? Before I even push...
Hey, we're on camera. We're on camera.
Right. Oh, sorry.
Well, I was going to do it. I was going to do the same thing.
It's three or four things, and this is all... I'll take it out and show you. Interesting
Whoa.
Sentence. Come over here, Brian.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Here's essentially the four things that are on my feed nonstop.
Cards.
Huge rack chicks. Like, cartoonish. Like, I'm like, whoa. Cartoonish racks. Snake videos, which I hate.
It's listening.
100%.
Great white shark photos and videos. And then... videos of animals banging in the wild. Like, I've seen giraffe sex. I've seen donkey sex. I saw a dog try to bang a kitten, and the kitten did, like, a backflip trying to get away. Like, I'm going, what are they listening to or tracking where it's cartoon boob chicks, snakes... Great white sharks and animal sex. What are they? Here, watch this. Let's just do this for a science experiment.
The mind of
here we
Corey
go, Sauce.
Cove.
Let's try.
It's
right.
obvious that your phone has been close to PA's phone.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's obvious that Hockey swapped phones.
You can verify that I'm not going to change anything, right? Instagram, we'll hit search, go to the top, and then I'll just hit reset. And whoops. Okay, look. Here we go. And.
Hi.
Come on. So, right. Huge rack check.
Turn it around here, bitch.
Here's some more huge racks. There's a snake, right? Great white sharks. More racks, more sharks.
There's a penis.
I don't know why Michael Jordan's doing blind free throws.
But
more racks. Look, animal sex. He told you there's some lions banging.
They're diddling.
They're just having a good time.
I don't understand Instagram. Look, it's just basketball, boobs, and animal sex, basically.
Come on.
It's weird.
Man.
What's your feed like, Sauce?
I'm not on the Insty.
Oh, that's right. You're not.
Yeah, man.
I mean, my old life is.
I know. We don't need to talk about it.
Why is she...
Let's see.
Oh,
hey.
that's the mix.
This is
There's
the perfect
Rex
mix.
With an alligator.
With an actual live alligator.
Yeah.
She should be dead.
Are Turn they going to diddle?
Look at this.
Whoa.
Man.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's dark.
Whoa. Whoa.
She should be dead,
right? The alligator's
going
to eat that woman.
Yeah, this alligator should eat this chick, but... I haven't searched, and this is the truth, I haven't searched for any of those things. Right, I haven't been like, snake videos, please.
Yeah.
Why are they on my feed so much?
Well, now it's going to be inundated because it hears you saying animals banging.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these gals on Instagram.
Yeah, girls are great.
Let me see your phone. I won't look up anything.
I don't care.
Animals banging.
Just getting my phone to listen.
Well, I mean, besides the time you spend on the show, we can't account for the things that you're saying or, you know, putting out there thinking about Corey, so.
Yeah.
So many animal videos on Instagram.
Crazy.
Can we talk boobs now?
Yeah.
Break it down.
Talk what?
Boobies.
Yep, go ahead.
Tits.
What's the deal?
Tits.
So I watched just one of the guys the other night. kind of an old movie review.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Is this the first time you've seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, it's one of the classic,
one of the great sets of all time.
She's unbelievably racked, but that movie is so awesomely awful, right? It's so bad.
It's pretty bad, but I loved it.
But it's awesome, right? So give us the breakdown.
Super funny. Love the brother. Yep. Think she looks better as a boy than a girl. Thought she's kind of a good-looking dude, actually.
Okay. Yeah, right on. Right on.
Yeah, horrendous story, honestly. But I was kind of just like, let's get to the prom. Let's get to the scene. Let's see these, you know? And God.
Yeah, they're perfect.
They're the best boobs I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yep. Well said. Well said. Yeah.
That was, what, 35 years ago? That movie's 85, right?
And I got to believe they're still fantastic.
What was her name again? Wasn't she married to somebody famous? We looked this up.
Yeah, we did.
I have no
idea. Like, yeah.
Was her name Joyce something?
Wasn't it a,
Joyce DeWitt?
Like a super...
the hell was her name?
Was it like a director or something?
You guys look that up. I'm going to look at her titties.
At her what?
Her TDs. All of her touchdowns.
Yeah, she was a football player.
Oh, yeah. Joyce Heiser. Yeah, Joyce Heiser. And then the guy from The Karate Kid from
William
Cobra
Zapka.
Kai's in it. Yeah, yeah.
And
of
he's the exact same character.
Of course Zapka's in it. Zapka's in everything.
He's the bad guy in every 80s high school movie.
There they are. There she is.
Yeah, she's super hot.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's still hot, man.
Yeah, and I'm Cindy Lauper.
She dated Bruce Springsteen in the 80s.
Springsteen, there it is. That's who it was.
That's cool.
Right.
Springsteen.
But she still looks great, man.
Yeah.
I would pay her at this moment
a lot more. Careful. Remember, we're on camera.
Yeah, I don't care.
She's going to end up on my Instagram feed by the end of this segment.
Well, that's all I had to say about that. Just wanted to share
that
with
you. I'm so glad you backed us up on that, because you're right. They're spectacular.
They really are.
How about when the brother, is it Billy?
Something like that.
What's the name? Billy? Timmy? Tommy? Something like that. When Billy, teaches her how to shift your balls in your pants.
Right. Yeah, the greatest.
No one has ever done it the way that he does it. Where you cup it and then basically do the full shift.
It's so stupid.
His entire room is covered in.
That's what I was just
gonna
say.
Playboy
that's actually
centerfold.
My favorite part of it. And
he's
then
the
like
best.
She pretends it's her room or whatever. Right. She's like, "Oh, that's my brother's room," and she goes in his, and it's just covered in porn.
Yeah,
the best.
Yep.
They were so horny back then.
I'm gonna have to watch that now.
Back then,
it's a funny movie though.
Man, those
were
the good days.
Rick Morehouse.
Oh, Rick Morehouse.
Man. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
I can't imagine. I don't remember him being in any other movies.
I don't
movies.
Either. Let me see.
Rick How was
Morehouse.
His name?
I know it's not his real name, but there's his picture. Whatever happened to the cast of Just One of the Guys?
Yeah.
When anybody looks that up, they're not looking for Rick Morehouse, right? They want to know what happened to Joyce.
Clayton Rohner was his name.
Okay.
In real life, of all the actors from this movie, might be the most successful male TV-wise. He was... Rick Morehouse, television guest appearances included Star Trek The Next Generation as Admiral Jameson.
Yeah, okay. That's memorable.
Charmed.
Charmed.
He was in Beverly Hills 90210, apparently.
If he's in Charmed and Beverly Hills 90210, he just likes being around nice racks.
You damn
so
right
is
he
that,
do.
Yeah.
That's
he's in Weeds, dude.
Can you imagine the moment when Hockey sees him on Charmed and it's on in the studio?
I don't think he even realizes that Clayton's Rohner is on screen.
Yeah, I don't want to imagine.
It's always
that
cold there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always is. Billy Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, was Buddy.
Buddy. Buddy. Damn it. His real name was Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy, that's right.
Let me see. He's a rock singer. He sings in a band, I guess.
I'm sure they're great.
William Zabka.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, AJ, you've been watching that Karate Kid show. You finished it, right?
Cobra Kai, yeah.
Yeah. Three seasons in now?
So two seasons. Season three is recorded and edited, but I think it's going to come to Netflix in January is what I'm hearing. Mm. It has everything that's terribly wonderful about 80s movies in today's day and age, which feels kind of weird, but it's gripping. Like William Zabka, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is actually the good guy, sort of.
Really?
Kind of. Ooh. A redeeming value to that character. It's interesting, and I like it, and I will watch season three. I would encourage people to check it out, but you're going to have to stomach through some just cheese, very, very high cheese level. But it's fun.
The Leaning Tower of Cheese.
It's well reviewed, by the way, too. It's not just a couple of nostalgic rubes.
Sure.
Critics think it's good.
It's intentionally cheesy and intentionally... politically incorrect, just because it's kind of carrying. It's carrying it over.
All right, I need all three of you to be as honest as possible.
I like it.
Give me a percent chance you truly think I would like Yellowstone. Not just people in general, me specifically. Would I like it? Give me a percent chance that I like it.
I'm going to say like it, not love it, not go crazy for it. I think it's 100% chance you're going to like
it. That I'm going to at least like it.
Yeah, I think I really do. And I think if you get your lady to watch it with you, you'll like it
even
more.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay,
well, it'll be.
She's a lady. Yeah. No, I think anybody else want to weigh in? I mean,
I'd say maybe about the same thing, but there are some moments where you're going to be like, that's fucking stupid. But I think in the long three seasons of it, it's almost perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
But there are moments where you're like, listen.
But I just watched the show.
He's going to like it.
Really?
Really?
See, but I just watched the show in Killing Eve. There are definitely eye-rolling moments in Killing Eve going like, that would never happen that quickly, or they would never figure that out that fast, or why would they ever let her? Like, there's definitely moments in Killing Eve where you have to suspend disbelief, but it's so good that I let it go.
See,
I think you'll like it because it's, you know, it there's nothing it really holds back on where it's not like something on that hockey would watch. Mm-hmm. It's on like network TV or like USA. So there's
which one
everything
of you,
in
maybe
it.
Multiple people said this, but which one of you said that it's basically a Western version of Sons of Anarchy?
I think both of them.
Yeah, basically everybody said
that's
that.
What it is. And
I didn't see that show either.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
There's
show
a little
either.
Bit of 24 to it where it's like we solved this terrorist problem, but now there's another terrorist.
Oh, okay.
Who's
you'll like it.
Threatening the same thing. And let's solve this problem. And
Brianna,
then
have
there's
you
another.
Yet? Have you watched it?
My parents are obsessed with it, so that kind of puts a damper on it for me. Mm. You know, they're just like, sorry, Mom and Dad, I love you, but they are so horny. So they watch like the
your
weird,
parents are horny?
But they like don't realize they are. Hmm. So I can tell by what they're watching.
Oh, they know they are. You just ain't horny in front of your daughter.
No.
I mean, I hold back considerably. When Abigail goes to work, I explode. I'm like the horny monster. I'm like, ah!
Like
I
Dr.
Held it
Jackal,
in
forever. Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Dr. Jackal. I like that.
Yeah, so they really liked it.
No, I think, dude, I think you're going to, and I'm glad they're underselling it, to be honest with you, because I think you're going to like
it. Yeah.
I really do. And besides, it's beautiful. It's a great story arc. The characters are great. A
lot of great slabs.
Beth is the problem, a mean though. Ass bitch.
Does that mean butts? But, I have to know.
Yeah,
the
slab
means, I just
slabs
to be
mean
sure.
Butt, yeah.
And has anyone seen the movie? Is it The Flight with
it's just called Just Flight. Flight.
Or whatever it is.
It's called Flight.
Flight. Have you anyone seen that?
No.
Beth is in that.
Hmm.
She's in Sherlock Holmes,
Sherlock
too.
Holmes. Yeah, the second one, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other problem, though, didn't almost all of you also say that season one of Yellowstone is the worst of the three?
And I thought it was great.
Yeah.
He said that, yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it a slow start, though? But if you power through season one, it gets better.
The first episode's, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
really
it's good, dude. It's good.
I know this is like the fifth time we've brought this up in the last couple of months, but it is the weirdest thing that's happened to our society that committing to an hour and a half episode seems like suicide. But binging six episodes of Killing Eve at 40 minutes apiece, like, I can't wait!
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But if it's an hour and a half, I don't want to start Yellowstone. That's going to take me all week. It's an hour and a half, dude. That's like two episodes of Killing Eve.
Well, I know, but I wish I had a good video game to play this weekend, man.
Tony Hawk.
Get the Tony Hawk, dude.
I'm not going to like that.
No, dude. Yes, you will. Ooh, I bought it. So
it was so much fun.
I'm an idiot, which has been stated multiple times. It's $39. You don't care. If it was $100, you don't care. I didn't know it was the exact same thing as the game before.
Yeah,
it's just
a remaster.
But I thought maybe 4K. There'd be like new levels or something. I bought it yesterday. I can't fucking wait to play it. You'd love it, dude.
I don't know if Chris will love it because he missed it the first time. It was a phenomenon.
One of my favorite games ever growing up.
Yeah.
It
and
was
you,
so
you don't
fun.
Have to like skateboarding
what do
to love
you do?
It.
You just skate around and do tricks.
You're good
and stuff
at
like
skating,
that.
Yeah.
But it's way more fun than it sounds.
Man, it doesn't sound fun at all.
Have a couple of cocktails and you'll love it.
But doesn't this, though, have online capabilities where you can race and take
you
on your buddies in competitions
go get
and things?
It today.
Yeah,
we'll play it online.
You have it on Xbox?
Yeah.
Is it cross-platform as well?
No idea.
Because I'm a PS4 guy over Xbox.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the new PS.
Oh, one other thing I learned about Brianna at the 6-hour podcast you did with Bets and Quotes.
Yeah.
something that we need to change about her personally. Because we all like her, right? But she does have a major flaw that we need to fix, and this is the right show to fix it. She claimed, and I forget how many years ago you said it was, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that she lost $80 at a casino and she's still pissed about it. So she doesn't gamble because she gets mad and she doesn't like losing money. So she was down $80 and can't go back.
I still think about it.
We have to fix that.
No.
And the way we fix it, of course, hopefully in March, is if you come to Vegas with us, we will show you the way like you are.
And just turn into a degenerate like
right.
you guys. Yeah.
Obi-Wan well, exactly. Kenobi and we are Qui-Gon Jinn.
I don't have the money to do that, though.
Here's we'll take
thing.
Care of that
yes.
for you in
Listen,
March.
Here's
we'll
the
show
thing.
You the way.
Hang out with me.
Yeah.
I will give you money.
He'll give you money.
You'll yes. never lose money
Here
at the casino
go.
If I'm around because
yeah.
you won't use your own money.
And even just seeing other people win will give you ideas of
it's
how so fun it
think
is
I'm a
to
jinx,
win.
Though. I really do. I
jinxes
made
don't
a
exist.
Last
don't
night.
Worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No such thing. You're yeah. fine. I'd love
you're
to take
evil.
You. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, we're going to go to Vegas.
God,
and you're going to win.
I want
you're gonna
so
be a...
bad. I was so disappointed about that trip. I mean, I don't need to say that really
yeah,
for everyone, but
yeah.
damn, man.
I know. That was your big coming
what,
out party.
What was the $80 you lost? What was it? It was
we
a blackjack or what was it?
Slots.
Slots.
Slots, yeah, up at Hinckley Grand Casino.
Dude, I've done that on one spin.
Yeah. Hockey has been stopped yeah. by people with him to stop handing out money at Buffalo Wild Wings.
He tried to give me a $100 yeah. bill, yeah. and I told him the fuck
well,
off.
He gave
he
Parrish,
come on, just take
he
it.
He gave
just
Parrish, what, $300?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
I paid that fucker. He kept my money. What a great bit.
I don't know why I was giving out $100 bills.
You were hammered.
Shit, yeah, I was. Xbox revealed the release date and pricing for the next-gen console. November 10th.
In.
Xbox yeah, Series X is going to be $499.
Fine.
It's got
sure.
a little brother, apparently, that costs $299. Half the size, no disc drive, Xbox Series S.
In.
What's the thing, and AJ, maybe you know, Corey, maybe you know, is there something where you, like, subscribe to this thing now with this new Xbox? You could play, like, every game?
Yeah, they
yeah,
have a
what's
subscription.
It called?
Yeah.
And that's
Game
only,
Pass.
But that's
Xbox
only
game
with
Pass?
The new one? Or is it?
Oh, no,
I don't know.
It's available
it.
Now.
It's available now.
Yeah.
And you get, like, access to certain games and like, a library of stuff.
I think I'm going to get both.
Yeah, I think the difference between what you're talking about and what is available now is you now don't have access to every game.
Yeah.
It's just a select
I think
few.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like each month they yeah. come out with like new things that you have access to. So it's like a monthly subscription. I don't know. I haven't seen enough about what the upcoming new version will look like. But
yeah. I don't know. Let's see. Marilyn Manson, new record today. What else? That seems like enough, man.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Oh, yeah.
That's
we talked
enough.
About just one of the guys and the boobs in that. We talked about Brianne's gambling problem.
Yeah. Just two of the tits.
That was the sequel.
That's the name of the movie, as far as I'm concerned. That's how I have it labeled on my VCR.
You have a VCR?
I'm a woman. Right.
And I'm Cindy Lauper.
And again, yeah. even Cindy Lauper has never called herself Cindy Lauper.
Yeah. I get the idea that they were like,
close
cut.
Enough.
It's Lauper.
Yeah.
Roll Lauper.
Right.
God damn it.
One
cut.
Take. Good enough.
Right. Hey, sorry, Joyce. We're going to have you take your top off again.
Yeah.
Clayton Rohner keeps screwing the lineup. It's pronounced Cindy Lauper. He says Lauper. I know this is take 57.
Yeah,
I know you've been taking your top off for six straight days.
I know it's
but...
2 a.m.
Hey, Clayton yeah. and tits. hold on one second. Here's the problem. We by law can't say Cindy Lauper. So you're going to have to say Cindy Lauper.
Yep.
So we don't get sued.
Yep.
Yeah, well. All yeah. right. Man, I hope I get to see Tenet this weekend.
Yeah,
I got to find
too.
A theater that is showing it. It's yep. about to be tomorrow.
I have to like it. Sauce said I'm guaranteed that I'm required to
it.
Like it.
Do me a favor and watch Yellowstone. Just
yeah.
one episode. Just one episode.
I mean, you already watched
Pilot's
it.
Good.
I'll buy it for you. It's $1.99. I'll give you $100
no,
bill.
No, I have it on...
$100 for one episode? What
Eat
have,
shit.
So, is it Hulu? Somebody... I saw the other day. It's
Amazon,
is it Prime? Yeah. One of, somebody has the first couple
Peacock.
Seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Peacock. You're right.
Peacock,
the first
cock,
first two
Peacock.
Seasons, I think, are on Peacock.
Yep, and then you because you have cable package, you can log into the Paramount app.
Mm-hmm.
And stream it through there, season 3.
By the way, you guys, that's how I watched Class Action Park or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
right.
was super annoying. Xfinity, I got to the bottom of it. Xfinity does not allow it on your TV yet, but it's free to Xfinity users. So you can do the bit where you log in on your laptop and then cast it to your TV.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what we did.
But
yeah.
I just watched it on my
yeah,
laptop.
Yeah, right.
Through,
by
through Xfinity, just Ooh. Not on the TV.
Did you watch it?
No, I want to know, though.
Okay, the first episode's all I've watched. I'll go back and watch more of it. The last 10 minutes of the first episode will blow your goddamn mind. And it's good. It's interesting up till then, but the last 10 minutes are unbelievable. So I hope it's good because I'm going to watch two and three this weekend. And also, if you're looking for a half hour comedy that passes the time and is funny and is a feel good thing, they're releasing it one episode a week. But Ted Lasso. It's just a feel good show, man. I like it. It's really good. It's a half hour too.
And so since it's Friday, that means the episode of The Boys is released. Right, episode 4 comes out today because they're doing the once a week thing too. I'm going to keep watching that show because I'm waiting for it to kick in season 2, but I still think you would love it, Sauce. It's superheroes.
Yeah, I'll give it a whirl, man.
You know what?
A-hole superheroes.
You know what Sauce really loves?
Cultivated CBD.
Pinky says butthole.
Really loves.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to show what Corey really loves.
What's that?
I'm good.
I don't get it.
I should shave my face.
Your camera's off anyway. Something crashed. Sorry.
I should shave my face.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Change your face. All right, we good?
We're good.
I don't know. All right,
we're done.
Have fun stuff. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great weekend. Love you. Bye.